praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We're getting ready to head toward a time of a season of challenges to pray. That's what this is more than anything else. It's a challenge to pray, not just tonight as we gather together, but to pray without ceasing. Scripture said to pray without ceasing. And there's going to be in May, I believe both will coincide. There's going to be a National Day of Prayer for America. It's going to be a global day of prayer that unites people that are joining together to pray around the world. And the global day, the National Day of Prayer that has turned into a global thing, has also turned into a 24-hour-a-day situations around the world where someone is praying around the clock. Just constant prayers are being offered up to the Lord. You can't have that much prayer taking place and not get results. We just believe that we're going to see some of the most extraordinary evangelistic successes around this world, in our homes, our families, our children, nations. We're going to see a mighty harvest. Everyone is not going to be saved. The Bible's very clear, but a whole lot of people are. And God is moving by His Spirit. As we're sitting here tonight around this world, I stand here and I not only see an audience, but I see a map of the world. And we're told to take the gospel into all the world and preach it to every creature. So we're just believing God that this is going to be an extraordinary, I feel like it's an extraordinary time to be living. As tough as things are and as bad as all the news is, I feel excited because I expect answers to prayer. Why bother praying if you're not going to expect God to do anything? If nothing's going to change as a result of your praying, you're not praying in faith. It's just that simple. And whatever you ask in prayer, what? Believing. Everybody say believing. If you don't believe it's going to do any good, it's not going to do any good. Can you say amen? God requires that you believe when you pray. Amen. That He is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. And that diligent seeking of God is directly related to consistency in prayer. And that's why He said, don't ever stop praying. I think there's two meanings to that. I think one of them is, don't ever quit using the privilege and power of prayer. Never get to the place of discouragement or defeat that you fail to pray. And another interpretation of that is to pray not just audibly, but to stay in a communing attitude before the Lord. I want my spirit to be always in, no matter what I'm doing, wherever I am, I want my spirit to be always in communion with God. I don't want to have to try to find my way out of all the busyness of life to the presence of God. Wherever I am, 24 hours, even when I'm sleeping, now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. Amen. Just keep that communion. First thing in the morning, last thing at night, and all in between. Lord, I know You're with me. Because You're with me, I want to stay in communion with You. And we just don't want to give up on God. We haven't been praying very long in the challenge of praying intercessory prayer. But we've been praying long enough that I believe that we're building up credit with God. Amen? And we can withdraw from that we're building up. When the needs come, I believe God is going to come through. And I'm still excited about the Lord tonight. Amen. Brother Taylor, I want you to come and lead us in prayer this evening to move into this prayer service. We'll have a couple of songs here. And there's just a few of us here tonight. But it only takes two in agreement to have God's promise. Two or more of you gather together in my name. There am I in the midst of them. And it doesn't stop with the fact that He's here. It says, and if any two of you, He's here for a distinct purpose, not to just give us liver shivers, goose pimples, amen, for a distinct purpose. Can you say amen? Where two or more of you gather together in my name, there's a high priest here with us tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He said, there am I in the midst of them. And if two of you on earth shall agree, come into harmony concerning, shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it will be given them of my Father which is in heaven. What I love about God is He never mints His words. He doesn't leave wiggle room for doubt and fear and unbelief. Can you say amen? All of the scholars of Scripture down through time that don't have faith in their heart, but read the Bible, they try to explain all of those distinct statements away. We don't need someone to explain them away. We need to let it stand. Can you say amen? If we're going to pray, let the Word of God stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why faith comes by hearing it. Because if you hear it as it's written and not explained away, hallelujah, it brings great faith to believe. Glory be to God. Let's look to Him tonight in prayer. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. I'm not only here to listen to your prayers. I am here to stretch forth mine hand, to show forth the power and might of my right arm, saith God. I am here to move, yea, in you and through you and in your behalf. Yea, saith God, I am here to take action, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, I wish somebody would get a little bit of faith and take hold of God tonight. Can you say amen? If you're here full of doubt and you're here full of discouragement, and there's always somebody because the devil hits us hard. Can you say amen? But I want you to know you can't just read this book. You got to be more than just somebody that knows what it says. You got to start standing on it. You got to start making it personal. You got to take it to heart enough to let God lift you up out of your valleys, praise God, and give you hope and give you courage and give you strength tonight. Hallelujah. God requires something called faith. And faith is something that has to work in those dark times, in those times when you don't feel it and you don't see it and nothing around you seems to give evidence or credence to the presence and power of God. And yet God is still God. Hallelujah. His word is still true. Heaven and earth will pass away, but His word will abide forever. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. 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 So I just can't not be excited and get in this book tonight. Every time I open it up with faith in my heart, my soul is excited by what I see and what I hear. Praise God. Amen. So God's here to do something tonight. Well, I'm here needing a lot to be done. Can you say amen? So we're in the right place at the right time for the right purpose. Can you say amen to pray to Him?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Lord, we thank you tonight for stretching forth your hand, Lord. And God, we thank you for the signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord God, that you're performing, Lord. Lord, we didn't come here in vain tonight, Lord. Well, we came, Lord God, in your name to do your will, Lord. And we believe in you, Lord God, to save souls. We believe in you to meet the needs, God. Sheilo kuyaraba sandolo lamanda. Sheilo laba kuyere mahanda. God, stir us up tonight to do your will, Lord. Kio masuda rabahanda. Move, Lord God. Have your way. Ula kandara rabasili rabahanda. Thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you for saving souls, for adding to the church daily, such as should be saved, Lord. For your word, Lira Makanda, your word is forever settled in heaven, Lord. We believe you tonight, Lord. Sheilo Kunada Raba Uya Rabahanda. Here Urabakanda. Thank you, Lord God, for meeting us here, Lord God. And thank you for meeting every need this present, God, God. And for going out into the neighborhood, Lord God. Saving souls, not only in the neighborhood, Lord God, but wherever you see fit, bring them in, Lord God. Thank you for the victory, Lord God, in Jesus' name, for the glory of God.
Amen. Anytime you feel like tearing off preaching, you just preach. Praise the Lord. We'll turn a prayer into a time of preaching. You declare it. I mean, take your liberty. Let the Holy Ghost come and give us liberty here tonight. Hallelujah. As the deer panteth after the water brook, so my soul panteth after thee, O God. Spiritual awakening, revival, it involves repentance, but it doesn't begin with repentance. It begins with spiritual hunger. People don't see the need to repent that are not hungry for God. Only people that are hungry for God cry out to be holy, cry out to be righteous. Can you say amen? And people that are not hungry, can't feed them. Jeremiah 3:15 said, I'll give you pastors after my own heart, and they'll feed you with knowledge and understanding. People without an appetite for the things of God simply cannot be force-fed the things of God. But to the hungry, he said, blessed are they, happy to be envied are they, who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Anyone that is hungry to be right with God, that's what righteousness means. It means right wise with God. Then they're quick to repent and to do it often because they want to be right with God. They don't want to close their eyes with wrath in their heart. The Bible tells them, don't do that. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Can you say, man, get rid of it before the sun goes down. It's not 24 hours. Sun's only up for 12. Can you say, man? Don't let half a day pass with anger in your heart. You want to be right with God. Forgive your enemies because you want to be right with God. Lord, I'm sorry that I held this thing long as I held it. I held it longer than you said to hold it. I repent. I'm sorry, Lord. Cleanse me. Take this out of my heart. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a righteousness. That's the hunger David had. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. Can you say, man? It's all about wanting to be righteous. When Pentecostals see that scripture, it allows for something we really want. We want to be filled with the Spirit. But the hunger is not to be filled with the Spirit. The hunger is for righteousness. And when you get, listen, in that upper room, they were not just praying, God, send the power just now. They were repenting. They were letting God cleanse them and prepare their hearts for a visitation. Can you say amen? And I don't believe that visitations will come because we stand on the word or excite the crowd. I don't believe a visitation from God's going to come because a few people are healed. You know why? Because Jesus saw a few people healed in his hometown, but no mighty work could be done. The mighty work is not the healing of the sick. The mighty work is the saving of the lost. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe that God wants his church to get hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Because when you really want to be right with God more than anything else, you'll repent of the things that's wrong in your life. And when that happens, God will pour his Spirit into you and me. Praise the Lord. And you shall be filled with what? Righteousness. But when you're filled with righteousness, it opens the door for the Holy Spirit to take control in your life, and great revival pours forth. Amen. So as I said this morning, I don't know how repentance got this negative spin. It produces such great results. Such mighty things happen when Christians that are pretty well satisfied say, wait a minute, hold on. I can't hold this and be right with God. I can't do that and be right with God. I need to change this to be right with God. And I want to do those things by the help and grace of God. And God begins to move in the church and then through the church to touch the world. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Let's sing this song tonight. How many are hungry for righteousness? Thirsty. We love you tonight. We love to praise you tonight. Thank you, Father. We love to praise you tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. You may be seated for a few moments. Thank you for inviting the presence of the Lord here in praise tonight. Amen. There are 2 days out of the year when prayer is being coordinated nationally and globally, and I believe they're merging into the month of May, and people are praying all over the world because we understand that programs without prayer are just what man's ingenuity can do, and what we need is what God's Spirit could do. Amen. We can do some things through man's ingenuity, and we don't throw all of that out, but only God can convict, only God can save, only God can deliver, only God can reveal. No man revealed what Peter knew. Amen. No preacher, no one could expound theology enough to teach him what he knew in his heart by the Spirit of God. Can you say amen? So we're just praying. And don't get discouraged in praying, because prayer is not a quick thing. You have to get in it for the long haul. Everybody say the long haul. I mean, it may take a long time. It may take a short time. We don't know about the timing of the answer. We just know that we need patience. So it must be going to take some time. Can you say amen? Because if it wasn't going to take some time, you wouldn't need patience. And Hebrews chapter 10 says, but you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Amen. Cast not away. Because that's the danger of impatience. Cast not away what your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Hallelujah. If we keep praying, God is going to come through in his timing. He's going to come. Because the next verse says, for he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. That's not about the second coming or the secret coming, the rapture. That's about God manifesting himself to meet the need. Amen. We used to sing it this way because we knew the answer was on the way. We didn't know when it was going to get here, but we knew it was on the way. It had been expedited. Things had been set in motion through prayer and faith, and we knew God was going to address that and come through. So we used to sing, the answer's on the way. This I know. Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. Well, Jesus said it, and it's so. Believing it is what allows him to manifest it. It's not so because you believe it. It's so because he said it. Can you say, man, his word, you said it, thy word is forever settled in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So prayer takes what's in heaven and brings it into manifestation here on the earth. It's a mystical in a way, but it's not magical, but it is mystical because God works in tandem with man. He has chosen to operate that way. It's his choice. I look for a man among them to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. I found none, therefore I brought judgment. Can you say amen? But before he brought judgment, he wanted to show mercy, but he looked for an intercessor. He looked for a go-between. He looked for a man to stand in the gap, a woman to stand in the gap. He didn't find any. Amen. Well, I want him to find someone standing in the gap for my family. I want him to find this week, the way the Lord directed me to pray for each one of you. I want to spread my skirt over thee. I want to hide you in my pavilion. I want to cover you with the covering of my Spirit, that I might keep you all the days of your life and seal you for eternity, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. It's too much defeat among God's children. So I prayed that prayer. I said, Lord, cover this people with your skirts, with your robes, with your garments. Cover them. If I can but touch the hem of his garment, wasn't like I used to think and preach. Plug it into a plug-in and anointing flows out. No, covering. They all knew what God's covering was all about. They all knew what it was to. And it wasn't just that one lady either. There were sick people came from all over doing the same thing, grabbing the hem of his garment. It wasn't because, and some of them were very mobile. Their sicknesses didn't debilitate them like hers. They didn't have to crawl and that's all they could touch. But they got down on their hands and knees and took a hold of that hem. You know what they did with it? They pulled it up over their head just like the Ruth and Boaz. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Why did she do that? Because if he would take her under his covering, she'd never have another worry, never have to be concerned about gleaning in any more fields. Can you say amen? And there's something called a covering of God's Spirit. Praise the Lord. And when they took hold of that garment, shone, and held it up like that, they were saying, Lord, cover me. Cover me. And immediately virtue went out of him. Praise God. Amen. Under the covert of his wings, we come to trust. And he becomes our great defender. I want to just have about a 2 minute. It's just an advertisement for the National Day of Prayer. But what I like about the little advertisement, the way they did it, it speaks volumes. Because you can see the storm, the evil clouds rolling in, and how prayer rolls them back off. Intercessory prayer rolls them back off. That's biblical, folks. This is not sci-fi. This is not some Disney flick. This is about reality. Down in the valley, there is a battle being fought by the children of God and the enemies of Israel. And there's a man interceding. You say, well, he had his hands raised up. The Chaldee, not the Hebrew, but the Chaldee that it's written in, said he lifted his hands, they add to it, in prayer. Amen. Just lifting up hands and raising them down don't get the job done. It's lifting your hands in prayer. And as long as he was praying and interceding, Israel prevailed. But when he got weary in praying, when you don't see an answer, you get impatient. Why pray? Why bother? It seems like time wasted. It isn't. It isn't. Something's happened in the heavenlies when we pray. And when his hands came down, Aaron and saw it and her, and they brought a stone and sit under him. He sat down on that stone, and they one took one hand and the other and lifted it up. Amen. And he began to and began to intercede again. And guess what happened? Amen. The tide of battle turned. Amen. So God is counting on us. He wants to give us these victories, but we need to be consistent in intercession. Pray for your family. Amen. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for the people that seem like they'll never listen. Pray for this nation. Oh, my Lord in heaven. I've never seen such political craziness. Amen. You talk about fulfilling the scriptures. You bite and devour one another, you're going to be destroyed and consumed of one another. Amen. I've never seen. It's like committing suicide for the whole party. By the time they get through attacking each other, amen, nobody wants anybody to be president. Amen. Ain't nobody worth going up there. Hallelujah. Resurrect Abraham Lincoln. Send him back, Lord. Give us George Washington back. There's nobody down here worthy anymore. But God is good. He has a plan for America. And I believe if we pray, amen, things are going to change. I believe in revival. I believe in restoration. In fact, I believe if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. I love the way God talks. I will hear from heaven. I will heal their land. For where sin doth abound, my grace does much more abound. Hallelujah. It ain't devils. It ain't the minions of hell. It isn't how steeped we are in sin. It's how lazy the church is. Satisfied and earthbound. But God is stirring some of us to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this is not just going to take place in May. We've already begun. Hallelujah. So we're way ahead of this. Let's just get in that prayer mode. God is moving us in that direction, isn't he? Hallelujah. It's only a couple of minutes, so just relax and be challenged. Hallelujah. Thank you. most amazing thing? Someone said one time, Sean, that Satan trembles when he sees the weakest Christian on their knees. Praise the Lord. I just want to listen to the lyrics of this song. Our God is a mighty God. And I've felt all day long that we need to pray for protection. When I covered my family, I said, Lord, the devil, what would you... Listen, Jesus said, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as the wheat. It was in the plural sense, not just for Peter, but all who would believe. Amen. All of you is the way it should be translated, to catch that plural sense of it. He wants to destroy us. Make no mistake about it. What did he say he did for Peter? But I have prayed for you. Can you say, man, I didn't give you a triple portion of the anointing, so when he saw it, he took off running. No, if anything, a triple portion of the anointing is going to draw him towards you. Amen. To try to hurt you, harm you, destroy you, distract you, defraud you. Amen. From discourage you from what is yours in Christ. Amen. I believe we have the power and the authority from God to cover our families. Amen. In prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I've felt a sense of urgency. It seemed like everybody is alert, but the church in these days to the dangers about not to fill us with fear, but to bring courage to the forefront. Amen. And to say, listen, the devil wants to do this. Prayer is the great, great covering that we have the opportunity to give our family. And I said, Lord, spread your skirt over my family. Hide them in your pavilion and cover them with the covering of thy spirit. That's what I prayed for my kids and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren and my wife. Amen. In my home and me. Hallelujah. Amen. While you're covering them, cover me. Praise God. I'm under this umbrella of God's protection. And I said, and by the way, I didn't pray any different for every last one of you in this room. Praise God. Not just you here tonight, but everybody when they're all here. God is moving by his spirit. Amen. And he takes the weak people and people going through trials and people feeling the pressure and people with broken hearts. And he said, it doesn't matter. Pray. You don't have to be on a mountaintop to pray. God hears those prayers in the deepest valleys, not just for ourselves, but we can intercede even while we're going through all kinds of things. And the devil's counting on the fact that we won't, but God is calling us to do what the devil's trying to get us to stop doing. Can you say amen? Hallelujah.
You can trust him. And Lord, we thank you this morning that you are our defender, that we can trust in you. And you are strong in the midnight hour. You're our Savior and our King and our ruler, Lord. We worship you this morning with our lives. We've come into this place, God, to hear from you today. Speak to your people. Draw us close to you through your word and by your spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
He is near to the broken. Close to the weary of heart.
Sickness, I will sing of my Redeemer.
I will sing of my Redeemer. Testify to the touch of your hand. Lifted me from disaster. Set my feet on a solid rock to stand.
Because thou hast made the Lord thy God thy habitation, and under his wings thou art come to trust. There shall no evil befall thee all the days of thy life. Come on, church. I love the way God talks. Can you say amen? I love the way God talks. I said, because thou hast made the Lord thy God thy habitation, and under his wings thou art come to trust. No evil shall befall thee. I tell you, too many of us are falling. Can you say amen? No evil shall befall thee all the days of thy life. Praise God. Amen. For thou shalt not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that wastes at noonday. Can you say amen? Nor the plague that comes by night. Because why? Because the Lord covers you. The Lord protects you. The Lord provides for you. The Lord is your mighty tower. Can you say amen? Your shield, your buckler, and the lifter of your head. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Oh, aren't you just sick and tired of all of the defeat in the family of God? Isn't it time for the Lord to arise and his enemies to be scattered? Hallelujah. Isn't it time to hear the joyful sound in the church of Jesus Christ? Let's come and pray tonight. God is calling. God is calling. God is calling. God is calling. Shela baro shanda da bakosilia, nanda da bakosana, nanda da baro. Psalm 91 said, "No evil There's a lot of evil intentions, but it will not harm you when you go through the fire. Amen. It will not kindle. It will not kindle. It will not kindle. It will not kindle on you, for I am with you. When you go through the floods, waters. Amen. They shall not overflow you, for I am with you. Can you say, man, call upon me in the time of trouble and I will deliver you? When did the deliverance stop? When did God quit coming through? When did the Bible become irrelevant? When did the promise of God become null and void? When did we live in defeat and be defrauded out of all that God has provided through His Son and our Savior? When did the church become weak and anemic and sick and beaten and battered and bruised with a God like our God? When did it happen? Why did it happen? If sin is in the way, for heaven's sakes, let's get it out of the way. God said, my hand's not short. My hand's not short to ancient Israel. I'm a covenant-keeping God. Can you say, man? My hand's not short that it cannot save. My ear's not heavy that it cannot hear. But your sins have separated between you and your God. Return to me, and I will return to you. Can you say, man? I want to take an inventory tonight. If there's anything in my life between me and my God, I want to deal with it here. I want to deal with it now. When did we concede to the devil all of this ground? When did God quit showing up in our life? When did God quit showing up in our families? I do not fight to be comfortable. I do not fight to be pain-free. I do not fight this fight to not be sickly and anemic and debilitated. I fight this fight to bring honor to my King. When God healed me of cancer, it brought honor to my King. I sit in an oncologist office talking to everyone coming in is having radiation treatments. Everybody's got cancer while Dad's having his treatment because the cancer came back. Not only what I can do, but what I have done for him and what I'm willing to do for them. He tells them, saith the Lord, that I am the same Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the same Jesus of yesterday, today, and forever, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God knows I tell them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I live this thing. It's real in me tonight. Brother Taylor, it's real in me. I'd never pray again for anybody else if I didn't believe it was real and true and a promise and a covenant. Problem is, the church today don't want to hear about sins that separate. We only want to hear about faith that gets, not sin that separates. There's more to this than just believing him. Can you say, man, there's something called being right with him, and it's not about legalism. It's about our walk with God. Amen. God has shown me, oh man, what he requires of thee. Amen. To love justice. Amen. To love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. This is not just send money to get a healing. This is bow before, amen, your God. And make sure he is indeed the Lord of your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's just too many people being taken out by the enemy. Too many homes ravaged by the enemy. Too many marriages wedged and broken apart. Too many preachers falling, to be honest with you. And that's why I'm watching my walk with God very, very closely. Amen. How art the mighty fallen? Amen. It's an amazing thing to see anointed people falling. How art the mighty fallen? How could Saul and Jonathan be defeated? And the armies of Israel decimated. Amen. It was as if they had not been anointed. Oh, but one time the Bible said they were swift as eagles in battle. They brought the spoils of war back. And the daughters of Jerusalem, amen, were bejeweled because of the victories. They lived in the covenant promises of God. And God blessed them with victory after victory after victory until the compromises began to come. When the compromises came, the battles were lost. Amen. The great leaders were lost. The anointing was wasted. It's as if they were never anointed, and yet they were. Daughters of Jerusalem, tell it not in Gath. Publish it not in Ashkelon, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. When they catch a preacher driving drunk, the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? I hope your eyes are not on that preacher. I hope your eyes is on Jesus Christ tonight. Can you say amen? It hurts me every time a preacher falls, but my eyes was never on him. It didn't faze my faith or my walk with God at all. Can you say amen? Why? Because that man didn't die for me. Can you say amen? Jesus is the man who died for me. But I'm telling you, there's too many mighty fallen. There's too many marriages failing. There's too many people being taken out of this world before their time. Can you say amen? Because something is wrong. And the only thing that's going to get it right is when the church does a deep search. Search me, O Lord. Amen. When we get before God and say, search me, O Lord. You can't pet this stuff. You can't hide it. You can't put it off till next week or next year. Can you say amen? We got to get open-hearted before our King. He don't want to hurt us. He wants to hide us in His pavilion. Hallelujah. He wants to hide us under the covert of His wings tonight. Oh, and do you need a defender tonight? Do you need Psalm 91 tonight? Because thou hast made the Lord not number one, your defender, but your habitation. This is not where you just run in trouble. This is where you live your life. Hallelujah. Psalm 91 says, because thou hast made the Lord thy God thy habitation. Psalm 90 precedes that, and it begins with this verse, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place. Can you say, man? We don't just dwell in Zion, the holy city and mountain. We dwell in you. Glory be to God. We don't just visit you on Sunday. We live in your presence. Hallelujah. And we live in dependence upon you. Tonight, I believe God wants to change that. I believe He wants to restore deliverance. I believe He wants to restore healing. I believe He wants to restore His mighty arm to help us. Hallelujah. And make us a trophy of His grace and a showcase to the world. Amen. What distinguishes our God from Allah? What distinguishes our God from the gods who are no gods? What always distinguished Him? Power and presence among His people. Can you say, Matt? You can't theologically argue this without confirming signs and wonders. The gospel was never preached in word only, but in power. Hallelujah. And in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. I minister with ministers now, and I meet with them. And one thing I'll bring to the table week after week, we're so good at doing church. We're good at it. Come on, it's not just preachers that are good at it. Christians are good at it. We're good at doing church. We know exactly how to smile, exactly what to say. We know all the scriptures. We know the little sayings that are right and requisite to hear each other speak. We're good at doing church. But if God doesn't show up, would anybody notice? Because we're so good. The preaching is good. The singing is great. The programs are fantastic. The special speakers are wonderful. The tapes are just glorious. But what about God in our daily life? God in our families? God. Where does God come in? What makes our God different from their God? Well, he died and rose again. I'm not talking about that. Listen, folks. I'm not talking about that. If there wasn't power manifest in that early church, they didn't believe that he rose again. Nobody believed that. His disciples didn't believe it till he showed up resurrected and they physically saw him. Amen? 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 So if you think you're going to read a few scriptures and live a life of defeat and convince people your God's the true God, absolutely not. They're not going to believe it because they say, well, where is he? Elijah said, let the God that shows up and shows out, let him be God. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. I said, if God don't show up and show out and manifest, to everybody say manifest himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then what makes us different from anybody else in their eyes? We know we have the truth. They don't know it. So I said, go preach the gospel. Hallelujah. And the Lord went with them, confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah. And they prayed, Lord, stretch forth your hand to heal and that signs and wonders be done in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they prayed like that, the Bible said the place wherein they were gathered was shaken. Hallelujah. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled with the Holy. These were people already baptized, but the Holy Ghost rose up on the inside of them. Can you say, man? And spake the word of God with what? Boldness and with great power. Say it. Say it again. Great power. Say it again. Great power. Gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They didn't take a pilgrimage to look in an empty tomb. When they preached, power was manifest. People were saved. Demons were cast out. Bodies were healed. Amen. People saw, got the revelation of Jesus as who he said he was. It wasn't an intellectual convincing, but the power of God showed up. And it touched life after life after life. And on the day of Pentecost, that power showed up. Amen. Not just in the tongues. That just got their attention. Can you say amen? But their eyes were open. And 3,000 men alone came to Christ immediately. Praise God. Not because they were talking in tongues, but because they had their eyes open. God began to add to the church and build his church with that mighty revelation of his manifest presence and power in who his son is. It's just glorious. I'm excited. Let's just pray tonight. Pray this week. You need Psalm 91. We're good at really getting down to business after we've been hit by the devil, after our families have been hurt. I believe God wants us to pray, amen, now for that covering. Make no mistake about it. The devil is set to destroy me, you, our families. But he is not authorized to do that by God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have a defender tonight. A shield and a buckler. Father, we plead the blood over our families tonight. We plead the blood over our households tonight. We plead the blood over ourselves here tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, let not one person hear. You have sent angels. You have already dispatched angels, lest we dash our foot upon a stone. They're already dispatched. They are already authorized to deliver us. You don't have to send them from heaven. They are here right now. Hallelujah. Shalabak. They encamp round about us. But when we pray, they begin to move in to work. Hallelujah. 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 How art the mighty fallen? It ought not be. Hallelujah. God, don't let it happen to anybody here. I don't know how bad you want it. How bad do you want this? How bad do you need the covered of his wings? How bad do you need to be right with God? How bad do you need to get rid of your doubt, your depression, your discouragement, your unbelief? How bad do you need God to move? Can you say amen? Do you want the world to know that your God's the true and living God? Do you really want to convince them? Let God bring us up higher. Let him keep his covenant with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We praise you. It don't matter if you're weak tonight. It don't matter if you're sick tonight. It don't matter if you're broken tonight. Pray. Call upon his name. Hallelujah. 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 Hanama shola baba. Salabari titianda de bokosa. Salabari titianda de bokole. Nanda de bo salabadite. Kelaba salabadite. Hallelujah. 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 You indwell our praises tonight as well as our prayers, Father. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Restore our fortunes. Restore the years that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the locusts have eaten, and the grasshopper, in the name of Jesus. Restore. Hallelujah. 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 Let your name be glorified among your people again. 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 Shalabaditia. Distinguish yourself. Hallelujah. Among the gods who are no gods. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By keeping your covenant to your people. Shalabarionda de Bokosa. Nanda da Basilia. Neko Lorbo Hosata da Basilia and da Bakota. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man is not an exercise in futility. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Hallelujah. Is mighty in its working. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, the battles that come when you begin to set yourself to pray. Oh, the distractions. Oh, the discouragements that hit you. You can tell how fearful the devil is. Hallelujah. I think that ought to make us to pray more and with more fervency and frequency. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of our flaky kids are so bound and blind by the devil, it would take a miracle and a supernatural visitation to get them free. Well, we serve that kind of God tonight. Can you say amen? Hallelujah! Hallelujah. When will the church figure out a Republican can't deliver you? A Democrat can't deliver America. An independent can't deliver America. A man can't deliver this nation. We're under God's chastening rod. But that chastening rod is not to destroy us. It's to bring us home. It's to bring us back. And judgment doesn't begin in that secular world out there. That's where we're mistaken. God get them. God whip them. God straighten them out. Judgment doesn't begin out there. They're sitting in the darkness of unbelief, the darkness of spiritual blindness. Our sins are in the light, the white hot light of revelation. There'll never be a revival that touches the world until it begins in the church. Repentance doesn't start with people coming out of this community. Repentance starts right here with us. It's always been that way. But when we get right with God, our prayers are honored and have force and power. Our witness has import and impact. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Mighty is our God and our great King. Something's going to change this year. It's going to pivot on prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe my God is going to come through. My God is going to do wonders. My God is going to reach out His hand and stretch forth His mighty arm. Hallelujah. Shela Bakita. And I believe that the praise is going to take on a victory attitude. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we believe that he that shall come will come. Hallelujah. If he ain't here, he's on his way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when we praise him in expectant hope, you can hear the roar of the Lion of Judah. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. The devil is a paper lion. He's a liar. Amen. He's a putting on a front. This week, I want you to pray. I'm challenging me. I'm going to pray this week. I'm going to carve it out. I'm going to find it. Hallelujah. My walk and talk is not for my health physically. Now, that's a byproduct. My walk and talk is so I can get away from everything that distracts me and talk to my God. And talk to him about you. Someone said one time, the only thing better than talking to men about God is talking to God about men. Can you? Sometimes they'll close you off. Amen. But they can't shut him out. He stands at the door. He knocks and he hollers. Everybody say he hollers. He hollers. You know how I know that? Because if any man hear my voice, that means he's not just knocking. He's saying, Jimmy, Bobby, Hazel, Hortense. Yeah, he knows us all by name. I know you're in there, and I'm coming to knock on your door and call you by name to salvation, to deliverance. What a good God we have tonight. Let's give him praise in this song before we leave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise tonight. Pray this week, all week long. Praise God.
Can you
praise God?
When we worship, the Lion of Judah roars.
Thank you, Father. Let's give him. You can leave if you need to. This is just to seal this tonight. Seal it. Seal it. Seal it, Lord, in our hearts, that we might see it in our lives. Jesus. Let's give him praise tonight all over this little room, this little gathering. Hallelujah. He said, I'm here to listen. I'm here to work. Hallelujah. We're going to praise him now.
Can you hear it? Thunder in the distance. When we worship, the Lion of Judah roars. Strongholds crumble.
Yes, Lord.
All around us. In the presence of.
Sing it.
Every enemy.
they do.
All around us, in the presence of our Lord
Jesus,
there'll be victory in the camp. At the shout of El Shaddai, every enemy will flee from the fire in his eyes. Every captive will be free in this year of Jubilee.
I know you're tired and wore out, but God is hearing your prayer tonight. Praise the Lord. Yes. For 3 days, for Kayla. Brother Doug, would you come in and cover Kayla as we cover you in prayer and her tonight? Hallelujah. This is a priest in his household, and he has the authority and the privilege to cover his daughter tonight. And he was gracious enough to be here to help us with sound and everything tonight. Amen. Believing that Kayla's in good hands and the good report is going to come. But he's a daddy and he can't help but be concerned tonight. And this is his baby girl tonight. And we've been talking about covering tonight. And all week long, God had me pray that prayer. Lord, cover us with your skirts, your robes over us and our families, Father. Hide us in your pavilion and cover us with the covering of your spirit tonight. Father, we pray. We not only pray, we plead the blood of Jesus over Kayla tonight. She is a child like me with a testimony from birth. She's a child of your miracle power. Hallelujah. Praise God. She is an answer to prayer. She is a testimony that God is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And she's an affront to the enemy who says that our God is no different than the gods that man have made instead of the God who made man. But oh Father, tonight raise her up. Raise her up healed and raise her up whole in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Father, we claim our covenant tonight. Hallelujah. You gave it because you love us and you wanted your name to be glorified and you wanted to set us apart from all the peoples of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, manifest yourself and heal Kayla tonight. Make her every whit whole tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord, now we praise you for it. We thank you for it. We give you honor. We give you praise right now. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's name tonight. Thank God we're here to pray tonight. This is what turns things around. Brings the fire from heaven. Hallelujah. It didn't fall till Elijah prayed. But it only took a paragraph. Hallelujah. One little paragraph and fire fell out of heaven. When you pray in the will of God, God is already ready to move. Hallelujah. Is it not written, call upon me? I will show you mighty things which thou knowest not. The greater your need, the greater will be my deed when I meet it. And the more glory will be brought to my name, saith God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Father, we praise you. We praise you. Amen. We would have never heard of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego unless they had such a great need of deliverance. Can you say amen? But because of God's deed in delivering them, they're famous boys. Amen. But they're famous because God is famous. Hallelujah. He's a mighty God tonight. Pray this week. Come to church believing. Amen. I believe God is going to do wonderful things in us and then through us. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. We love you tonight. Thank you for coming. Pray all week long. Tonight is not the intercession in and of itself. This is just when we set ourselves to pray all week long. Hallelujah. God is